Coming up on KUCB News, on Alaska's voter registration deadline is fast approaching, and Anchorage has banned distribution of plastic bags. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Thursday, August 30th, 2018. The completion dates for Unalaska's dock renovation are being pushed back 1 month. On Tuesday, City Manager Thomas E. Thomas announced the city has granted an extension request from Turnagain Marine Construction, the contractor hired to replace two aging docks at the Unalaska Marine Center. Thomas says the company needs more time to replace the guardrail and remove boulders and creosote timbers unearthed during construction. The new substantial completion date is November 1st, when the bulk of the work must be done. All work must be complete by the final deadline of December 1st. Despite the change in schedule, Thomas says the project is on track to finish under budget. The $39 million renovation is replacing dock positions 3 and 4, as well as resurfacing the entire dock face to create more flat, usable space for handling cargo. Meanwhile, the city has hired a new human resources manager. Officials say Michelle Murdoch has a master's degree in human resources and years of experience working in the private and nonprofit sectors. Her first day on the job is scheduled for October 1st. She replaces former manager Kelly Stiles, who left Unalaska in May for a position in Clatsop County, Oregon. Unalaskans have 4 days left to register to vote in the city's fall election. The registration deadline is Sunday, September 2nd, a month before the polls open. The ballot will feature a contested race for City Council seat G between incumbent Sherry Coleman and Vincent Tudiakoff Sr. Meanwhile, Alejandro Bong Tungle and Carlos Tayag are running unopposed, Tungle for City Council seat F and Tayag for School Board seat A. You can register to vote at City Hall, the library, or online at voterregistration.alaska.gov. Remember, the deadline is this Sunday. Salvage efforts are still underway for the fishing vessel Pacific Knight, a 58-foot ship that sank near Dillingham last month. But as KDLG's Avery Lill reports, it'll soon be on its way to Unalaska.
The Pacific Knight has been sitting on the bottom of the Nooshigak Bay near Clark's Point for over a month now. The United States Coast Guard is still investigating what caused the Petersburg-based Saner and Longliner to capsize on July 25th. It was in Bristol Bay operating as a tender during the commercial salmon fishing season. The owner of the vessel is contracting with Resolve Marine on salvage efforts. In the week following the sinking, a dive team removed 1,400 gallons of fuel and 700 gallons of oily water from the vessel. It's still unclear how much fuel spilled. The company is now working on refloating the boat. Todd Duke is a manager with Resolve Marine.
The past few days, we've been passing chains underneath the vessel and connecting them to our crane barge. We've turned it and we've picked the vessel so it's sitting somewhat upright now. We've been using a tool we call an airlift to remove sand and silt from around the vessel so that we can get the chains underneath. And we'll continue doing some airlift in order to go ahead and lift this thing completely out of the water.
Once the ship is lifted, Resolve Marine will attempt to stabilize it so it will float on its own. Then the Pacific Knight will be towed to Dutch Harbor, where stakeholders, including the Coast Guard, can conduct further investigation on the vessel. Duke estimates it will take about a week to refloat, stabilize, and move the boat. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.
Governor Bill Walker has declared an economic disaster for the Chignik fisheries region, prompted by low sockeye salmon returns. The Chignik River fell far short of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's minimum escapement goal of 550,000 reds. As of early August, only 400,000 had returned and there were no commercial fishing openings. In a release last week, Walker's office said those low numbers threaten Southwest Alaska communities that rely on fishing. The announcement will allow the legislature to appropriate money for assistance grants. The governor can also make budget recommendations to accelerate the region's existing capital projects, as well as provide funding for new ones. In the meantime, support for Chignik area residents is available from the Division of Public Assistance, which is providing food relief and other help to those in need. Alaska's largest city has joined a growing list of communities in banning plastic shopping bags. The Anchorage Assembly voted this week to phase out disposable bags within 6 months. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes has more.
Ahead of the 9-2 vote, there was a major split over how severe the ban ought to be, and there were differences on the timeline for implementing it. Assemblymember Chris Constant pushed aggressively for a tougher version of the measure, one that bars retailers from giving or selling even thicker, multi-use plastic bags at the point of sale.
The fact is that the waste stream is voluminous, and we have an opportunity now to break that cycle.
That tougher version of the ordinance narrowly won out. Under the new rules, retailers can sell customers paper or heavy-duty reusable bags, but they'll face fines if they give out thin, single-use plastic ones. One of the members who lobbied hardest for the milder ban was John Weddleton, a business owner who spoke of the harsh retail environment stores in Anchorage are facing. Though Weddleton's more moderate version was voted down, he still supported the overall measure.
I think this is an extreme ban here. More than we needed, but I don't think it's a crisis for anyone if you're concerned about it.
Though just under half the assembly supported a milder version of the ban, one of the most direct positions offered against a moderate approach came from Lily Sporosky, the youth representative who sits on the body. Sporosky says she reached out to peers in person and through polls on Instagram.
And a majority of them are in support of a downright all-out plastic bag ban.
In spite of opting for stricter provisions, the new ordinance does have a number of allowances for different plastic bag variations, like the kind you get for vegetables, newspapers, meat products, dry cleaning, and ice. Those and many others will still be allowed. From Wasilla to Koyuk, there are more than a dozen communities spanning the state that have enacted similar measures in recent years. Within the municipality, the bag ban goes into effect March 1st. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
The Anchorage measure comes a few weeks after Unalaska passed its own ban on the distribution of plastic bags. Starting January 1st, island retailers won't be allowed to provide customers with single-use bags at checkout, and if they do, they'll be hit with $100 fines each time. The city council has said they'll consider widening the ban in the future as well to include other plastics like disposable straws and utensils. The Museum of the Aleutians is hosting a public talk tomorrow about how mercury affects the ocean. A visiting lecturer from the University of Connecticut will present on where the element comes from and what community members should know. The talk starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Museum of the Aleutians. And looking ahead to next week, Monday is Labor Day, and several organizations will be closed for the holiday. That includes the post offices, schools, and all facilities run by the Department of Parks, Culture, and Recreation. KUCB will also take a break from our daily newscast on Monday, but we will be back on Tuesday with our regular schedule. Until then, have a safe and happy holiday weekend from all of us here at KUCB. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.